I want you to open the Word of God, if you would, please, to the 28th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Sometimes it comes all at once, but not often. The first time I ever heard the gospel, someone at the First Baptist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, took the Bible, explained to me how to know the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior. They put the pieces together. They explained it to me. Things I didn't understand. They connected things with the cross that need to be connected to the cross. They talked to me about my sin debt and God loving me and the meaning of Jesus dying on the cross. You would think if you're born in America, especially the time I was born and growing up, you'd think if you just live here, you'd saturate just some of it, you know. But no one had ever explained that to me. No one. And that's what we're trying to do. I'm going to read from the 28th chapter in just a moment. I'm going to give you this verse. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 4, Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. What is a precept? What is a precept? It's a word God uses here in the 119th Psalm for the Bible, for a truth that can be connected with other truths. And right in the heart of the book of Isaiah in the 28th chapter, God is talking here about what His people should have done, could do. And the Bible says in verse 10, For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Verse 13, But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Here a little, there a little. I want you to look this way. Sometimes you're giving a part, someone else is giving a part. Sometimes you're giving a precept, someone else is giving a precept. Sometimes you're adding a line to what others have given. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And God Himself is connecting all those things for children and young people. You get the idea sometime you're in it by yourself. And you meet, like Robert said, some child who just happened to be here from Ohio and happened to be in a home where he was invited to come to the Vacation Bible School. No. There's a Creator God who's a master designer, and He's after people. He's after you. If you don't know Him, He's helping you put the pieces together. We all know we're sinners. And we learn that our sins separate us from God. We learn that Jesus Christ had one purpose for coming into the world. To pay for our sins. Someone has to tell us that. And we see the tragedy, the way it looks to us, the tragedy of the best person who ever lived on earth be put to death as He was put to death. But then we learn why He died. He died for you and He died for me. And then the great thing is we find out there's something that can be done about it. We can ask God to forgive our sin and invite Jesus Christ into our lives. And all these lines upon lines and precepts upon precepts, one truth after another truth, are given to us because God is after us. We recognize He loves us and we ask Him to forgive our sin and by faith trust Him as our personal Savior. There are people in every community waiting for that. They've heard a little, hear a little, there a little. And we have to stay everlastingly at it. Because it's our message, it's our business, it's what God's given us to do. And I want this church to be faithful at it. I want you to help me pray that people who just have pieces, sort of like barnacles on a boat, they're not part of the boat. They just adhere to it and stick to it. And they got a little idea about this, a little idea about this. But may God help us to give people the logic of the gospel and connect the parts to make the whole of how the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and save us. That happened to me when I was nearly 14 years old for the first time. I thought I was more religious than most. I had a tender heart toward the Lord, wanted to be my mother's best boy. Wasn't hard to do with the brother I had. But I couldn't make it. I just couldn't make it. I needed to know the Lord and His forgiveness and cleansing. Same thing is true of being a father and a husband. I have to have the Lord to enable me. And I'm so thankful that people have given me line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little about salvation. I came to the Lord. I'm so thankful that people gave me here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. And I've tried to be a faithful husband from what I learned. And father. And friend. And pastor. That's our work. We can't do it all. But we can be faithful at what God gives us to do. Let's bow in prayer together, may we?